Federal Communications Commission Chairman Michael Powell said goodbye on Friday. Several high-profile government officials have resigned recently, and Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano senses a certain similarity in their exits.
Government big shots keep on ditching fabulous careers to, they say, spend more time with the family. It's the beautiful American excuse, perfect for its homely sentiment and apparent courage. Embattled Federal Communications Commission Chairman Michael Powell needs to see more of his family and will begin hanging with them very soon. There are others. Former embattled CIA Director George Tenet, former embattled EPA head Christy Whitman, former embattled FBI Director Louis Freeh, and many, many more. When the going gets tough, the tough go home. You would think that the American family would be in better shape than it is, given all the people who drop out of jobs that feature limos and White House access just to play Boggle on a Wednesday night with Junior. Never mind that in many cases, Junior's now 45. No one just comes out and says, "I've been coleslaw shredded and marginalized, and the president is setting my desk on fire." Truth is, Michael Powell was pilloried by both the left and the right, and leaving seems smart. Whitman was being assailed by the Bush administration for perceived sins, while Freeh was taking hits for FBI missteps. And by coyly declaring that he would step down from running the largest spy network in Earth history to learn how to instant message his son's friends, Tenet avoided any talk about intelligence failures. Some of these family-missing folks get home, invest a few nights reuniting with the cat, then speed out of the house faster than you can say, "Wasn't it your turn to take the kids to soccer practice, Mr. Secretary?" After leaving the FBI, Freeh signed on as a senior executive at MBNA Corporation, the second-largest credit card issuer in the United States. He's in charge of 26,000 people. That burden might cut into one or two pizza nights with his six sons. People should come up with more honest or at least original things to say about quitting. "I'm leaving my job to order room service for 7 weeks until the pain this job inflicted ebbs. Join the Carmelite nuns. I hear they're nice. Learn how to properly start a fire the Boy Scout way. Cash in on my public service by pulling down more money than God and Oprah."
Alfred Lubrano is a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer.